Welcome to IELTS.net. Podcast, Master IELTS speaking. Describe a place where you like to go to clear your thoughts. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and looking for effective strategies to tackle the E? Describe a place where you like to go to clear your thoughts topic? As an experienced IELTS examiner and instructor, I'll guide you through this common question, providing sample answers and expert tips to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the topic and its importance. The topic, describe a place where you like to go to clear your thoughts, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to describe a location, express personal preferences, and articulate the emotional impact of a place on your mental state. This topic has appeared frequently in past exams and is likely to remain relevant in future tests. IELTS Speaking Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often need time to clear your thoughts? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I do. With the fast-paced lifestyle we have nowadays, I find it necessary to take some time to clear my mind regularly. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. In today's hectic world, I find it imperative to carve out time for mental clarity. The constant barrage of information and stimuli we face daily makes it crucial to have moments of reflection and peace. What do you usually do when you want to relax? Band 6-7 answer. When I want to relax, I usually go for a walk in the park or listen to some calming music. These activities help me unwind and de-stress. Band 8-9 answer. To alleviate stress, I engage in a variety of activities. My go-to methods include immersing myself in nature through long walks, practicing mindfulness meditation, or indulging in a good book. These activities serve as a respite from the demands of daily life and allow me to recharge my mental batteries. IELTS Speaking Part 2, Long Turn. In Part 2, you'll be given a cue card with a topic to speak about for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Cue card. Describe a place where you like to go to clear your thoughts. You should say, where this place is, how often you go there, what you do there, and explain why this place helps you clear your thoughts. Sample answer. Band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a serene spot in a local park that I frequently visit to clear my thoughts. This tranquil oasis is nestled within a bustling city, offering a stark contrast to the urban chaos that surrounds it. The place I'm referring to is a small, secluded garden within Central Park, about a 15-minute walk from my apartment. It's a hidden gem that many locals overlook, which adds to its appeal for me. The garden features a picturesque pond surrounded by weeping willows and vibrant flower beds, creating an enchanting atmosphere that instantly soothes the mind. I make it a point to visit this sanctuary at least twice a week, usually early in the morning or late in the evening when the park is less crowded. These visits have become an integral part of my routine, serving as a vital respite from the demands of daily life. When I'm there, I engage in various activities that help me unwind and recalibrate. Sometimes, I simply sit on a bench, observing the gentle ripples on the pond's surface or listening to the melodious chirping of birds. Other times, I practice mindfulness meditation, focusing on my breath and the natural sounds around me. Occasionally, I bring a journal to jot down my thoughts or sketch the scenery, which I find particularly therapeutic. This place is instrumental in clearing my thoughts for several reasons. Firstly, its natural beauty provides a stark contrast to the concrete jungle I'm used to, allowing my mind to shift gears and focus on the present moment. The absence of technological distractions and the limited human interaction create an environment conducive to introspection and self-reflection. Moreover, the rhythmic sounds of nature, the rustling leaves, the gentle lapping of water, and the soft bird calls act as a natural lullaby, calming my racing thoughts and inducing a state of relaxation. The visual aesthetics of the garden, with its harmonious blend of colors and textures, stimulate my senses in a way that's both invigorating and soothing. In essence, this idyllic retreat serves as my personal reset button, allowing me to shed the mental clutter accumulated throughout the day and return to my daily life with a refreshed perspective and renewed energy. Examiner's follow-up questions. Do you think it's important for people to have a place where they can clear their thoughts? How do you think technology affects our ability to find mental clarity? Sample answers, band 8-9. Importance of having a place to clear thoughts. Absolutely, I believe it's crucial for individuals to have a dedicated space for mental clarity. In our increasingly fast-paced and stress-laden world, having a sanctuary for reflection is not just beneficial, but essential for maintaining good mental health. Such places serve as emotional anchors, allowing us to recalibrate our thoughts and emotions, which in turn enhances our overall well-being and productivity. They provide a much-needed respite from the constant barrage of information and stimuli we face daily, enabling us to process experiences, solve problems more effectively, and gain fresh perspectives on life's challenges. Impact of technology on mental clarity. Technology has a profound and multifaceted impact on our ability to find mental clarity. On one hand, it can be a significant hindrance. The constant connectivity and information overload provided by smartphones and social media can lead to a fragmented attention span and increased stress levels, making it challenging to focus and find peace of mind. However, technology can also be a powerful tool for achieving mental clarity when used mindfully. Meditation apps, nature sound playlists, and digital detox programs can all aid in creating moments of calm and reflection. The key lies in striking a balance, leveraging technology's benefits while being conscious of its potential to overwhelm our mental space. Ultimately, it's about cultivating digital mindfulness and learning to disconnect periodically to reconnect with ourselves and our surroundings. IELTS Speaking Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think urban planning can contribute to creating more spaces for mental clarity in cities? Band 6-7. Answer. I think urban planners can help by creating more green spaces in cities. They could design parks and gardens where people can relax and clear their minds. It's important to have quiet areas away from traffic and noise. Band 8-9 answer. Urban planning plays a pivotal role in fostering mental well-being within city environments. Astute urban designers can integrate biophilic elements into city layouts, creating verdant oases amidst the concrete landscape. This could involve establishing expansive parks, rooftop gardens, or even vertical green walls on buildings. Additionally, implementing noise reduction strategies, such as green buffer zones between residential areas and main roads, can significantly enhance the tranquility of urban spaces. Pedestrianized zones and car-free days in city centers can also provide temporary respites from the usual hustle and bustle. Moreover, incorporating water features like fountains or artificial streams can introduce calming auditory elements into the urban soundscape. By prioritizing these design elements, urban planners can create multi-sensory environments that naturally induce relaxation and promote mental clarity, thus improving the overall quality of life for city dwellers. Q. In what ways do you think the need for mental clarity differs across generations? Band 6-7 answer. I believe different generations have different needs for mental clarity. Older people might need more quiet time, while younger generations might struggle with social media stress. Each age group faces unique challenges that affect their mental state. Band 8-9 answer. The need for mental clarity manifests differently across generations, largely due to the distinct challenges and environmental factors each cohort faces. For the older generation, the quest for mental clarity often revolves around finding purpose post-retirement, maintaining cognitive function, and adapting to rapidly changing societal norms. They may seek clarity through traditional means like reading, gardening, or engaging in community activities. In contrast, millennials and Gen Z grapple with an entirely different set of stressors. They're navigating a world of constant connectivity, information overload, and social media pressures, which can lead to a fragmented attention span and heightened anxiety. For them, achieving mental clarity might involve digital detoxes, mindfulness apps, or engaging in analog hobbies as a counterbalance to their tech-saturated lives. The middle-aged generation, often caught between caring for both children and aging parents, may seek mental clarity as a means of managing work-life balance and coping with multifaceted responsibilities. They might gravitate towards stress management techniques or short, intense workouts to clear their minds. Interestingly, while the methods for achieving mental clarity may differ, the underlying need for it remains universal across generations. It's the context and execution that evolves, reflecting the unique challenges each generation faces in their quest for mental peace and clarity. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Sanctuary, sanctuary, noun, a place of refuge or safety. Example, the garden serves as my personal sanctuary from the chaos of city life. Recalibrate, re, verb, to assess and adjust something precisely. Example, I visit the park to recalibrate my thoughts and emotions. Introspection, spection, noun, the examination of one's own mental and emotional processes. Example, the quiet environment encourages deep introspection. Therapeutic, T, adjective, having a beneficial effect on the body or mind. Example, I find sketching in nature to be incredibly therapeutic. Idyllic, adjective, extremely happy, peaceful, or picturesque. Example, the idyllic setting of the garden instantly soothes my mind. Multifaceted, multifaceted, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, technology has a multifaceted impact on our ability to find mental clarity. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a place for mental clarity. Use vivid descriptors. Paint a picture with your words, engaging the listener's senses. Vary your vocabulary. Incorporate a range of sophisticated words and phrases relevant to the topic. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts and feelings in depth. Use appropriate tenses. When describing habitual actions or the effects of the place, use present tenses correctly. Practice fluency. Aim for smooth delivery without long pauses or hesitations. Show enthusiasm. Let your genuine interest in the topic shine through in your tone and expressions. Remember, the key to a high score lies not just in what you say, but how you say it. Practice regularly, record yourself, and listen back to identify areas for improvement. With dedication and the right approach, you can master this topic and boost your IELTS speaking score. For more IELTS speaking tips and sample answers, check out our guides on describing a person who has had a positive impact on your mental health and describing a place where you feel at peace.